Hello and welcome to Nebraska Prep Zone Report, a podcast from the World Herald, sponsored by MD West One, Nebraska's most advanced sports medicine, orthopedics, neurosurgery, and spine care, covering greater Omaha for over 70 years. I'm your host, as always, Jake Anderson. Joining me on my right is Mike Sauter, playing the role of Cupid today for this Valentine's Day special of the Prep Zone Report, because we have the showdown of the decade. Yes, decade. I said decade. Millard North, Bellevue West, Friday night, Valentine's Day, for the love of the game. Hunter Salas, Chucky Hepburn, you're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Stu's going to be there. Everybody's going to be there. Let's talk Mustangs Thunderbirds.
Right. The showdown of the decade, now that I think about it, is probably not a stretch because it is only February. The decade's only a month and a half long, so we're probably good.
Why I went there.
Oh, sure. Yes, big game. It is also our Pinnacle Bank game of the week this week. I think, you know, everyone knows Hunter Salas, Chucky Hepburn are playing. And by the way, if you haven't, we did a nice sit-down interview with both of them on just kind of what it's like to be them, daily life, what they like to do and listen to and stuff like that.
Growing, so and they grew up together. They've known each other for years.
Right. So pretty cool video interview that we did before or about a month ago. So you can, I'm sure, find that. But I think those two probably equal each other out. Then the key is who's has a better game. Is it one or both of the Fiddlers kind of versus a Jason Green?
St. Thomas.
Yeah, that's going to be the difference in the game, right?
Yeah.
So Max Merle versus John Shanklin, who can kind of get more buckets or produce more, whether it be rebounding, block shots, those sort of things. Bench play is obviously going to be, I think, a piece of it too. You know, Friday night, Josiah Dulcer came in and gave them huge shots and points. I think he scored about 8. Gave Bellevue West they were huge shot. The 1-3 he hit in the third quarter was a big shot. So I think, you know, that's probably where the game's going to be. Yes, it's Valentine's Day. Yes, people have other things. But I had someone just yesterday send me a note, person I've never met, spoken to, anything.
Right.
Send me a note, hey, I'm going to this game on Friday night. What time should I be there?
Right.
So, like, and I'm traveling from Wahoo to go to this game. What time should I be there? I was like, oh, like, this is a big deal. So it should be a packed gym. You know, we thought the same thing on Saturday night, I guess, with Lincoln North Star in Bellevue West, and that wasn't. Which is weird. You would figure that game would have been busier. But this game Friday with Millard North, Bellevue West, is a game that everyone kind of pointed to. First time these two have played each other this year, the teams. But I think everyone's going to focus on Chucky and Hunter, but it's really going to come down to who else, right?
But and that's the thing, the main focus, I think the question that everybody is asking, is Hunter going to guard Chucky and vice versa? Like how much will they be going mano a mano?
Maybe some, not a ton, I don't think. Hunter might be guarding him, but Jaden Johnson's a good enough defender, and he probably will guard him too. I could see, and Bellevue West did it last, or when they played North Star, and Lewis Fiddler guarded Donovan Williams. I could see that.
Yeah.
Or not Lewis, I'm sorry. Yeah, Lewis Fiddler did. Who provides some length and kind of a matchup problem a little bit, and quick enough feet to kind of stay in front and all that. I can see that happening. You know, Millard North primarily plays they press kind of right out of the gate, and most of the game they like to press specifically off of makes. So I think that's probably what they'll end up doing and then falling back. What'll be very interesting, I guess, is to see if Bellevue West, they normally just play straight man. They rarely, if ever, play zone. But teams have had a ton of success slowing Millard North down, playing a 3-2 zone or some kind of a junk defense, whether it be boxing one or something like
2-3.
Yeah, it will. That'll be interesting to see if Bellevue West does that, because they traditionally don't, normally don't.
And that's where Chucky Hepburn, I remember the game we went to, Bellevue West, Omaha West Side, that's where Chucky Hepburn thrived, is they had him as kind of a safety, lurking, jumping, passing right. lanes, that if they right. play a zone and just let Chucky kind of rove. And
right. This could also be another very high-scoring game, because both teams primarily play man, like to play man.
Want to
that's
run.
That's how they play defense. That's what they know. And frankly, it's been a while since Millard North has primarily seen a team that primarily plays man.
Yeah.
So I think those kids are probably looking forward to that. It'll be an interesting game. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it should be a pretty fun night.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more in depth about just the Mustangs, because we're going to talk Bellevue West a little bit later. They survived an upset bid from Papio South last night.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Matley had 32 points for the Titans.
8 threes, yeah.
Millard North also survived in overtime against Millard West mm-hmm. last Friday night.
Millard West, I'll just back up to Friday. That Millard West game, I mean, Millard West is extremely athletic. They have a lot of multi-sport kids, football players, baseball players, and whatnot on that team. They just are. And really, it's a tough environment. It's at Millard West. The gym's packed. It's a sort of a rivalry game. There's all of those into it. All that goes into it. But Millard West, obviously, the last two games have been losses, but they almost beat Omaha Central on Tuesday. So Millard West isn't. Their record isn't great, but they're good, and they're good enough to beat you if you're not playing great. They also are they're one of the more athletic teams, without a question. So, and then Papio South, I don't know. I mean, it felt like being in the gym for that Millard North Papio South game. It felt like Millard North just was sort of looking ahead. It just felt like, hey, we played these guys twice already. We beat them twice. That's just what it felt like. And really the ball wasn't moving that well offensively for Millard North against Papio South. Papio South has good athletes too. Denair Dempsey didn't have a great game, but that's a tough matchup for him in the post. And
Millard North noted to that point, they noted that they weren't looking ahead, but blame them if they a little bit were. After Bellevue West, they have IMG Academy at the Heartland Hoops Classic, which mm-hmm. we're going to talk a little bit more about later. And then they have Lincoln North Star on Tuesday. And then they end the season before districts with Omaha Central. You want a tough stretch. That's as daunting as any.
Yeah, and it's kind of one step at a time, right? And that Papio South game, there's a reason I went to that game, because I thought it was going to be maybe close. And also wanted to see Denair Dempsey play a little bit more than I had. You felt like that game was going to be close. It's just kind of – it's really hard to not look ahead to Friday. Here's the deal. If Millard North goes out to Grand Island and loses by 20 to IMG, no big deal. No one cares.
Right.
Like, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day as far as districts and stuff like that, because none of that counts.
Right.
So it really doesn't matter. The Friday night game is much bigger than the Saturday game. Now, for respect and, you know, Nebraskans and all of that, it matters.
Yeah.
This is sort of similar to when the first time that, I guess, the Heartland Hoops Classic did this was Omaha Central played Oak Hill and Central won, and it was like, look, we got players that can play in Nebraska. It feels sort of similar to that.
Yeah.
We'll dive into that a little more, later on. But it's going to be a tough challenge.
Oh yeah. And real quick, just to wrap a bow on a couple games from last week, we were at Omaha Central and Omaha South last mm-hmm. week's Pinnacle Bank game of the week. The standout for me from that one, the noteworthy thing outside of Omaha South's popcorn, which.
Yeah, it's
best,
great.
Best popcorn in Nebraska. Yeah. Yes. Omaha Central's PJ Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Just a sophomore. There are a lot of talented players on that court Friday night. He was top two, in my opinion.
Right. He's
at least in that game.
He is He's in the conversation of the top five-ish in as far as sophomores in the state, I would say, specifically, obviously, the Metro. He's come on a little bit. The thing about that, looking back to that South Central game, Central really controlled the game after halftime, and it was basically over. And they did it without one of their regular starters. Faye Germany was out with an ankle injury. I mean, he didn't play, and he's a dude that gets them about 10 and 5 rebounds a game.
To that point, one thing you noted going into last weekend was Max Polk needed to step up for them.
And he did.
And he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other one, to wrap a bow, is North Star Bellevue West. We talked about that one a little bit. Bellevue West survived despite 50 from Donovan Williams. And that's a weekend that Donovan Williams put up 94 points.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen anyone, a high school kid, obviously score 50 in a game. It was pretty impressive, honestly. Like, the couple of threes that he hit were hands in his face, and he just kind of rose up and hit it, little shot fake. The first one he made, Lewis Fiddler, was about as, had it defended about as good as you can get, and he just went up and got it and hit it. And he's getting to the rim like he always does. He's, you know, has those... can do that. You know, talking with him, obviously I talked to him on Sunday night, wrote something for Monday, and just about his recruitment and whatnot. He did, and we talked about the 50-point game. He said, you know, he had no idea what the number was. And then after the game, he looks at it, he's like, I missed 7 free throws, and 57's the record. And he was that close. If it goes into overtime, he might score 60. Who knows? He was on a roll. I mean, he was on a heater, as I like to say. I mean, he was rolling.
And I'm sure the other reason he was focused on those missed free throws is Lincoln North Star lost by 3, I think.
Right.
And, you know, that, if you make, you know, even 4 of those free throws, you know, you're focused on that to try and get the win, but as well as the record.
Right. In that game, again, it was over in the third quarter. It was basically done.
And he scored, and then Donovan Williams scores 25 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Before we look ahead to this weekend, Heartland Hoops Classic, as well as new high school football schedules, we have a message from MD West One.
As the official team doctors for high school and college teams across Greater Omaha, MD West One Sports Med Doctors can get you back into the game stronger than ever. Meet the Sports Med team at mdwestone.com or call 402-390-4111.
Thanks again to MD West One. You can find them at mdwestone.com. Now, we've got new Nebraska high school football schedules for 2020 and 2021.
This came out Wednesday morning, this morning.
Yep. Stu Pospisil has breakdown. He'll have more takes on it on anyprepzone.com. You can also check out the full schedules for each class on anyprepzone.com. But since we love our listeners so much, we picked out a few of the best games for 2020, ones that kind of stand out to highlight. And one note that Stu had that was really interesting to me, Bellevue West tried to schedule a game against Omaha Scutt.
Yeah,
would have been.
Yeah, and here's the real reason. So they tried to schedule. Bellevue West also tried to schedule one with Dowling.
Yes, West Des Moines Dowling.
West Des Moines. And then they turned to Scutt. They kind of wanted an out of state ish or a different game, right? Mm-hmm. Than they're used to seeing. So Dowling said no. Scutt did want to play them, as far as the information that I've gotten. Scutt and Bellevue West, they did want to play each other, but the NSAA said no, really, because they would have had two or back-to-back weeks against Class A opponents, and in football that matters a lot more than basketball because they're playing Gretna.
Yes,
so Scutt's playing Gretna. So that is the reason why. It wasn't Scutt didn't say no. Scutt wanted to – that was – for sure gonna play. They were cool with it, but from the information that I have gathered from talking with coaches on both sides, is they Scutt absolutely would have played that game. They just
so maybe a matchup to keep an eye out for the future, since both coaches were looking, we had an eye out for it. Maybe we see it 2022, 2023,
maybe,
or further down the road. But speaking of Bellevue West, Their schedule in 2020, a little bit harder than 2019. First 5 weeks.
A lot a bit harder.
Yeah. First 5 weeks include at Omaha Burke, week
that's
three.
That's a tough game on the road, Burke. That's a bit of a rivalry becoming, too.
Yeah. Week three at Omaha Creighton Prep, week four at Millard South, week five Kearney, week seven Millard West.
Yeah. And that's, Columbus had a good year, too. They host Columbus, I think, week eight. So
yep.
It's a lot tougher. You have five, six, a lot tougher games than that. Last year they really had two. So that was, yeah, it's a lot different. No Omaha North Bellevue West, which is interesting. And some of those games on their schedule are district games that you just can't avoid. So
and also no Elkhorn, Elkhorn South.
Yeah, that's the biggest news, right? So after whenever Elkhorn South was open, there was also 8,000 people at that game last year.
Yeah.
So, but again, it goes back to Elkhorn South is an A school. I don't think that there's more to it there than just the NSA saying, no, you can't play. Because I'm sure if they wanted to play, they would have kept that game.
Right.
But there's probably some safety issue stuff there.
A couple other games I circled, just rapid fire here. Creighton Prep at Omaha Westside week one.
Right.
And then as we talked about, Bellevue West Creighton Prep in week three.
Prep Westside week one is,
that's
a rivalry.
That's one way to open the season.
Yeah, it's a big rivalry. There'll be a ton of people at that game.
You have Creighton Prep, Millard West in week five.
Yeah, it should be good.
And then, for Elkhorn South, they open at Millard West hosting and then hosting Millard South in week two.
Yeah, tough.
And then you have Elkhorn South, Grand Island hosting Westside in week five.
That'd be good. Grand Island's new stadium out there, too, is also pretty fantastic. So, or going to be fantastic if it's not done yet. Millard South is one of the teams that should be the favorite or in the conversation of top, either one, two, three, four.
How about their opening stretch, though? Week one, mm-hmm. hosting Millard North, at Elkhorn South, as we mentioned, at Millard West, hosting Bellevue West, mm-hmm. at Omaha North.
Yeah, that's the toughest. That is likely the toughest go. Millard North had a gauntlet like that last year too in the first 4 weeks. That Millard South's first 5 weeks is I don't know if anyone in A has a tougher go than that.
I might have one here. Millard West hosting Elkhorn South at Millard North, Millard South at Kearney, at Creighton Prep. And then week seven, at Bellevue West.
Host Creighton Prep in week five. But, yeah, those two are,
Yeah.
This is my first kind of look at it, so not easy.
Burke's also isn't easy. Bellevue West at Kearney, Millard North at Omaha North. Right. But the upside is for us, we have a lot of good games to talk about this week.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot.
And again, you can check out every game on anyprepzone.com. That's just a brief kind of look as we parse through, 20 pages of schedule. Mm-hmm. More games here. Heartland Hoops Classic. We got the full schedule in front of us. Sauter has all the Division I prospects that'll be there. You'll have a little bit more leading into the weekend. But the schedule for everybody: Falls City Sacred Heart against Fullerton kicks off the day at 8:30 a.m. UTAN Elm Creek at 10:10 a.m. Elkhorn Mount Michael against Kearney at 11:50 a.m. Hastings BRLD at 1:30. Ogallala Auburn at 3:15. And then you get some of those out-of-state marquee games. Bishop Walsh against Sunrise Christian Academy at 5. IMG against Millard North, the one that I think everybody has circled heading out there, is at 6:45. And then the nightcap, a great game.
Yeah.
Grand Island Central Catholic at 8:30 p.m.
First time that Grand Island and Grand Island Central Catholic, which are located 1.2 miles away from each other, are actually playing in the history of ever. Like, they never have played before. So,
and it took the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island.
Kind of intriguing to see that. Now, just looking at talent, right, as far as at the Heartland Hoops Classic this year, Bishop Walsh and Sunrise is a really nice game as far as talent's concerned. I think everyone, people show up to that game because it is what it is. Like, there's two teams that are pretty good, and people know Sunrise is always going to have talent. The Miller North IMG game, when you look at it, we in Nebraska, I guess, we pretty excited. First time that three Division I prospects have ever been on the same team is Miller North, right?
Yeah.
Then you look to IMG's roster, and you have signed with Duke, Mark Williams, 7'1 center, signed with Duke. Zach Eady, 7'3 center, signed with Purdue. Jerace Walker is a 6'6 forward that is a sophomore. He has one Division I scholarship from Howard. Lynn Kidd, 6'9 forward. He has Auburn, Iowa State, Florida, Georgia Tech, Xavier. Musa Diabati is a 6'11 2021 prospect, which is a junior. And he has offers from Kentucky, Memphis, Maryland, Arkansas, Florida State, Texas Tech. And then they have Jaden Springer, who is a 5-star kid. He's signed with Tennessee. Matthew Merle is signed with Ole Miss. And Brandon Huntley Hatfield has offers from Kentucky, Tennessee, Auburn, Memphis as a 6'8 forward.
The important thing.
That's a lot.
Yeah, no, that is a lot. The important thing to note, though, for fans that may not know, is that IMG Academy is a prep school.
Right.
This isn't just a high school that happened upon 10 fantastic players.
It's a lot different.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and a name that maybe some fans around here are familiar with at Sunrise, he's now at Sunrise, is Ty Berry. He was recruited pretty heavily. He's from the Kansas City area originally. Creighton recruited him very heavily, and he's signed with Northwestern. So that's a name. And that Sunrise game, I mean, there's kids with offers from Oregon and South Carolina and Arkansas and Louisville. And Jaden Stone is another kid. He's from New Zealand, and he was initially in Alabama, and now he's at Sunrise. So, like, Auburn, Alabama, Creighton, Iowa State all have recruited him too. He's a nice guard. I've seen him play quite a few times in the summers. And then Bishop Walsh has their probably best prospect is a senior that is committed to Seton Hall.
Yeah. Big, talented day. Showcase day. You'll be out there for probably about 14 hours.
Yeah. I'll be there early.
Long day?
Yeah, it's going to be a long day.
You'll be checking all that out this weekend, including Heartland Hoops Classic, has a lot of other great local games. Friday, besides Millard North, Bellevue West, on the girls' side, Millard South at Omaha West Side. Mm-hmm. That's a game to watch for Class
A.
Kind of
a rematch game that played once. Didn't they play in the finals of the Metro Tournament?
Yep.
And Millard South kind of stretched that game out a little bit like they can. Very capable, but that's probably the biggest girls game of the week, I would say.
Oh yeah. And then on Saturday, a good boys and girls doubleheader, Lincoln Pius X at Omaha South.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good girls game necessarily.
Well, yeah, that's a little
won't
bit
be but Pius South, the boys game should be very good. Two teams that have really good guards. Colby Rada, the two Easley brothers for Pius. And then South has Ty Griggs and Jay Saunders and Skylar Wilson. So the girls game won't that.
Just get there early for the popcorn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As always, thanks to Mike Sauter. We'll have fun at Bellevue West, I'm sure. And he'll have fun in Grand Island. And until next time, thanks for listening.